AJ was saying. He motivates you a little bit, you guys, to chatter back and forth.
All the time. All the time.
How great is that to have that chemistry?
It's great, man. We all want to try to be on the same page, go ahead and play hard and physical and get each other going, say whatever we got to do to say to each other, get each other going.
What's the best thing that he says?
What's playing as well as anybody in the league right now?
Well, that's great. He noticed. So I just got to keep going and playing the game, play against them good, and keep going forward, keep getting better and better each week.
But how special is that for a coach to say you're playing as well as anybody in the league up front, from an opposing coach?
That's great. Like I said, you know, I got to keep playing. Got a long season ahead. Got to keep getting better and better each week and just keep moving forward, getting better.
When you see all the hits that Andrew Luck has taken, is there a part of you that kind of like maybe licks your chops?
Yeah, all the time. You know, you want to get in there and make plays on them and get to them. So we got to come up with a good game plan this week and go out there and rush and try to get to them.
Chuck says that he's watched you rush punters. You try to pick up the guards and tackles and drop them on the punter.
Oh, yeah, I try to get them too. If I'm out there, why not? You know, so whoever lined up in front of me, I'm trying to run them over. So just a heads up for whoever at tackle, guard, whatever they're lining up at, I'm coming.
Can you talk about just where you are, like, going into this point of the season, still getting healthy and getting better? What's the first for you?
That's great. It's a great feeling to be healthy, feeling good, and just getting better and better each week. And hope I can sustain it for 16 games and keep going forward and keep getting better.
How helpful is it that you're able to practice every day on a regular basis now?
That's good, man. I get to work my technique, go out there and work the scheme we got going into the game plan. You make plays at practice, it's going to make them in the game.
It wasn't just the Colts coach that was raving about your own coach. Had a lot of good things to say about you on Monday. What does it mean to have this good praise and be playing the way you are?
It's special. It's good. And my teammates noticed. He noticed. I just got to keep playing well. And, you know, they come out there and say, we need you this week, every week. So I got to keep playing for my teammates and keep trying to make plays for the team.
JD, you said that AJ, you guys talk about.
Yeah, we do.
What's some of the stuff?
Oh, man, that's the locker room talk.
That you could,
it's locker room
that
talk.
That you might be able to share.
None of it.
Okay.
It's that deep. We go at it, though. We go at it about a lot of stuff we say to each other. Not just me and him, a lot of other guys on the team, but it's going pretty good. Let's get out, Chuck.
You mentioned locker room talk. That's yeah. Been a lot of the news.
I heard about that, man. We don't say that stuff, though, what he said.
You keep it clean.
Yeah, we keep it clean. I don't know where he get that from. I had to check him on that. We don't use that tone here.
I'm talking about golf clubs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Got to be that.
JD, about the Colts, how crazy is it that they keep on making all these comebacks?
Like, that's crazy. They don't quit. We know we got to play four quarters. We can't play three. We can't play two. We got to finish the game. And when you up, you can't quit against them guys. They don't quit. So they play through the whistle and to the end of the game. You ever get a lead, you got to hold it on them. Try to keep playing to the end of the game.
As tough as last week was, is it easier to pick it up because y'all have a division and y'all have a chance to even get a bigger lead on it with this game?
I've got to keep pushing forward. We lost last week, you know, took one on the chin. It was bad, but we got to get prepared for this week. It's a big division game for us and give us a lead in division, so we need to come out here and play good and win this game.
What kind of things can you learn in a loss like that from the Vikings?
About your teammates. What kind of guys you got on your team? Quitters are guys who are going to fight to get better, come back out here and prove themselves next week. And I think that's what type of guys we got on this team, and we're going to come out here and try to have a good game and try to play well.